Hannon says he wants the book to provide guidance and a sense of community to Black fathers as they navigate their journeys of being dads, facing issues like racism, stereotypes, or negative internalized messages. But he also wants readers to see themselves truly reflected in the pages.
Black folks and Black men, in some ways particularly, our voices and our representation in all forms of media, in many cases, has been intentionally distorted. In some ways, it's done unintentionally, but it's still distorted. And I realized I had an opportunity to amplify not just my own voice, but the voices of other Black men to make some measure of contribution about our experiences, our needs, our victories and points of pride.
The foreword for the book was written by Hannon's father, Reverend Byron Hannon. The author says his father has played a huge role in his life.
Some measure of any success that I have is as a result of his insights and his fathering.
Hannon says one sentiment his father expressed especially resonated with him.
Our fatherhood is not an expense, but an investment. Any challenge, obstacle, barrier are investments, not expenses, and that we can rightfully and in faith expect a return on that investment at whatever time. And that return may not come while we're living. It can come generations beyond us.
One of the topics that Hannon tackles in the book is vulnerability and how Black men and fathers can feel safe in expressing it.
How do Black fathers, how do parents, how do Black parents create the kind of environment where their children and their family members can express their vulnerabilities in ways that are accurate and precise, and then it'd be welcomed?
He gave an example. He recently took his 8-year-old nephew to his first football practice. His nephew is small for his age.
And he began to cry silently. And he said, "I'm scared." And you could tell, you could literally see in all of his body language that he did not want to say that he was scared, but he couldn't contain himself emotionally to prevent himself from crying. And so I and everybody else who was around that moment had to make a decision. Are we going to tell him, "You shouldn't be scared, man up," or things like that, right? That kind of gendered, stereotypical language. Or are we going to say, "I would be scared too," and us saying that it's okay to be scared, it's okay to cry, and then try to encourage him to believe, and you can still do it. Being scared or being vulnerable and confronting the task before you, those don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Hannon says Black men tend to not utilize mental health services as frequently as other groups, so he wants the book to serve as a way to find advice, healing, and comfort. Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.